His reforms, I think, can be viewed in terms of their long-term goals and their short-term effects. In terms of their immediate effects, Solon was actually quite unsuccessful. And we know this because we know of the record of Athenian politics in the years immediately after Solon left. At the end of his archonship in 594, Solon very wisely decided that having instituted a body of reform, he was going to get out of Athens for 10 years. Let the Athenians work out the details and don't be around so that he can be endlessly pestered for further action. So he travelled for 10 years after his reforms. And we know that during that 10 years in Athens, there was a period, for example, of 2 years in which the faction fighting continued to be so severe that the Athenians could literally not elect an archon, a ruler. And the term in Greek for the inability to elect an archon is anarchia, anarchy, quite literally, in its most immediate sense. No head of state for 2 years. On another occasion within that decade after Solon, an archon was elected who, at the end of his year, rather than laying down his office, decided to stay on for a second year and threatened to do so for a third year as well. Quite clearly, this Athenian, Damasius, was flirting with the idea of establishing himself as the tyrant of Athens, and it was only by dint of good fortune that the Athenians managed to avoid that. So in political terms, in the short term, the Solonian Revolution did not actually bring further peace and stability to Athens. In fact, the period after Solon was even more fraught than it had been before. However, I don't think it's in the short term that we should judge him, but rather in the long term, what happened to Athens throughout the 6th and then the 5th and 4th centuries following from Solon's reforms. And to me, the great legacy of Solon is his strengthening, his firmly anchoring in the minds of the Athenians, the importance of the rule of law. Now, we think primarily in terms of democracy and oligarchy, of whether power is shared by all the people or whether it is only held by a small group or whether it is held by one man as an autocrat. But in some respects, when we approach the Athens of the 6th century, we should not bring to bear these ideas about the dilemmas of politics and rather think of an earlier level. Before a society can work out how many people are to share in its governance, it must establish the idea of the supremacy of law, that regulations must be obeyed by all. And that notion of the strengthening of the rule of law is the Solonian legacy. Public life, participation in public office, the codification of the laws of Athens and the creation of a coherent legal system, the reforms throughout the economy in both the agricultural and in the manufacturing sector were all designed to give every aspect of Athenian life a more formal and a more coherent basis. And I would argue that it is that which is the first step towards the growth of Athenian democracy and the final efflorescence and brilliance of Athenian culture in the classical age.